So I didn't know we had hillbillies in Australia. I've only been here for 14 years. My Imagine-Lect successfully moved me around the world. Made me a citizen. Given me a whole new lease on life. And you'd think in 14 years I'd notice that there are hillbillies in Australia. You're gonna love this. You're gonna love where we go. You're gonna love what this means. And you're gonna get why Neville Goddard said always be investing. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. It is the 20th of March, 6:25 a.m. My birthday's coming up. How cool is this? Meanwhile, we've got hillbillies working in the cottage. You've heard the story, the old couple, well, they weren't old at the time. Two hippies squatted on some government land, built a little one-room house out of mud, expanded it to two rooms. It, 10 years later, got title to the whole valley, $1.5 million worth of property, free of charge, all because of their Imagine-Lect. We currently own one-third of it. We own the mud brick mansion, the original cottage, and about half an acre or so of the valley. Prime, beautiful, lovely. But I seem to digress because the old cottage was built in the 60s. And so we manifested up three hillbillies to come work on the cottage. It's a long story. Well, not really. Victoria asked somebody after we tried and tried for like 2 years trying to find somebody. We were doing it the way most people do. And finally she had enough. She imagined the floor the way she wanted. She asked one person. They said one person. That one person came over. And now we got three hillbillies here. But I seem to digress. Because I'm outside in the hot tub right now, the portable, the disposable hot tub. It is 6:28 a.m. It is dark outside. And two of the three hillbillies were here all day yesterday, basically ripping up the old floor, removing the bricks, removing the concrete. They were getting a new brick floor in there. It's going to be tremendously awesome. And when they left, they turned all the lights out. All right, for the most part, that's not a big deal, and for the most part, that's what they should do. But if you're a listener, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you know my feeling about this. We've got these gorgeous copper lights inside and outside the cottage. We've got these gorgeous copper lights outside the house and on the she shed, and we leave the lights on because it radiates beauty out into the garden. And so if we walk through it at night, or if somebody walks past at night and peeks over the fence or across the little river, they can see it. It's lovely. And this morning it's dark. And I'm not upset about that. Because it gives me a teaching story. Because every morning I do my Joseph Goddard to the max.com routine. I'll give you the little 7 second version of it in a little 7 minute podcast, but if you want to dive deep, go get the pack. It's $27. I think you're worth it. That's Joseph Goddard to the max. But I seem to digress. Because every morning you're waking up, and every morning your imagination is going places. It's having you think thoughts, right? Your states have you thinking thoughts. And most people, they just do it on autopilot, and they think shit thoughts, and then they try to get it through the day. In other words, as far as I'm concerned, they live in a world of darkness because they don't realize that they are the sunshine. And I look around at the number of people that are turning off light bulbs as they walk through their house, living in darkness, living in fear. You know, like turning off that light bulb as you leave another room, you know, switching to dimmer lights so you can barely read, so you can save the earth in 150 years or something weird, trying to solve tomorrow's problems with today's technology, trying to imagine up tomorrow's imagined problems with today's technology. So that's what darkness means to me. I'm walking over and I notice my lights are off. I want you to notice when your lights are off. I want you to notice whenever you're waking up in the morning and you're not doing the Joseph Goddard routine. Or you're doing something that you think is it. See, I'm already bright and sunshiny when I get out of bed. Even in the dark. People say that I'm a positive person. I'm not. I am not a positive. They say, you're a positive thinker. How do you always be positive thinking? And I don't get it at all. All I know is I live from my states, and my states create my thoughts, my thinking, my emotions, my behaviors. And when you get that, it's not that thoughts produce things. It's not that the light bulb brings sunshine to the world. It's my imaginal act does. Because if I worried about the $5 or $10 a month that these light bulbs cost to leave on at night so that other people are blessed by the beauty, then I'm focusing from problems. I'm focusing from lack. Not just focusing on it, focusing from it. And on the other hand, so I'm at the pool. Yesterday, I swim my 1 kilometer. I get into the warm water pool talking with my friend Rob. Rob says, what's going on? And I says, Rob, I got 3 hillbillies at the house. He just looks at me because he knows the story's coming. I say, yeah, you know how we got the little cottage out back? It was built in the 60s by the hippies before they got titled to the land. Then they built the house, and he loves the story. And I said, they're replacing the floors. And he says something like, is it a big job? I said, it would take me about 7 years. It'll take them about 7 days. And in 7 days, that's all transformed. They've come. They've gone. And I could worry about the money. You know how much money I could save if I did it over 7 years? Not a drop. I'd be insane. Because I wouldn't be doing what I love. I wouldn't be doing what I enjoy. You came here to dance your dance. You came here to sing your song. I love exploring the divine experience. I love exploring the human expression of the divine experience. That's where all the calls come from. That's where all the courses come from. Because when you get this, it's just a little bit more than a step-by-step. This is a little bit more than making a mind movie. This is about you as divine experience. This is about you as the human expression of divine experience. This is about you being God having the adventure of a lifetime. You came here to dance your dance. You came here to sing your song. I didn't come here to lay a brick floor. Like that would seriously take me years. And a lot of back massages. And a lot of and it wouldn't be right. These guys got tools and skills that I don't have, so I will gladly invest in them to save me time. Hear the attitude there? The attitude of Abdullah? Ooh-ah. All right. So let's imagine up something lovely right now. Imagine you always be investing as we go into the silence. Dive deeper, soar higher. If you got gold today, if you're getting gold from the podcast, if you're getting gold from the free stuff, go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. Invest in you. Invest in some goodies. Check out those live call recordings. Dive into Joseph Goddard to the max. I got to tell you, this stuff totally transformed my life because I remember being the guy. I changed my own oil. I helped refurbish my own deck. I'm not good at that shit, right? I cut my knuckles, I swear. You know, I sometimes have to cut wood twice and have more scrap than most people. My dance, my song, I'm singing it right now. I want you to do the same. All right. NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.